Last week, we began looking at how Jesus focused his mission at each of the different commitment levels. We discussed the first two, and today we will do the other two. 3. Workers. In this disciple-making phase, Jesus gives his followers a deeper challenge to follow me and fish for men. During this phase in their lives, he would push them deeper as he involved them in the ministry. During this phase, he gave them the opportunity to apply what they've learned, and they become more involved in his ministry. Some important points we can learn from Jesus' life as we disciple others are the following. Jesus spent more time with fewer people. Although he was growing in popularity, he intentionally spent time with fewer people. Even among the 12, Jesus singled out James, John, and Peter in order to spend more time with them. Jesus loved the masses, but we see him making a choice to equip the few for the sake of the many. Jesus starts spending time with few people in order to move them from an understanding of his general will to what his specific will for their lives is. Next, Jesus calls them to ever-increasing levels of commitment. See Matthew 4, Luke 5, and Luke 9. Earlier, Jesus had challenged his disciples to follow him. The challenge that he now makes will require them to reorganize their priorities so that they can follow him more intensely. This challenge will demand far greater commitment from them, as well as complete dedication to the task at hand. Next, Jesus defines the purpose that he wants them to live for. Jesus calls his followers to a very clear purpose, the reason he had come to earth. He showed them that the ultimate goal they were to work towards was seeking and saving the lost. The disciples had seen Jesus model this from their very first encounters with him. At first, Jesus called his disciples to follow him. Now he asks them to join him in his work. Next, Jesus continually teaches them deeper truths about the kingdom. Jesus never stops teaching his followers about the kingdom, always wanting them to have a greater understanding of what the kingdom was and what they were to be working for. Next, Jesus includes them in what he's doing. Up until this point in Jesus' ministry, he has done most of the work. His focus starts changing now, and he begins to get his followers involved in what he's doing. At first, he does this with them. Later on, he sends them out to do what he has modeled. And finally, Jesus calls them to be workers. Jesus builds a ministry team out of people who were ready to move to the next level. There was a clear distinction between the workers and the leaders. Everyone should be a worker in the kingdom, but not everyone can lead or shepherd. He would later choose from his workers those who would lead the movement. 4. Disciple Maker. Jesus makes the last challenge of his disciples just before his arrest. Go and bear much fruit. All that Jesus has done of his ministry was leading up to him releasing his disciples to do what he had done with them. He reproduces multipliers through whom he would continue the work. Some important points we can learn from Jesus' life as we disciple others. Jesus modeled the priority of multiplying himself. By the time Jesus ascends into heaven, he has demonstrated the principle of multiplying. He left an appointed leadership, 12 people, in Luke 6:12-13, an equipped ministry force, 72 people, in Luke 10:1-24. This group would grow to 120 after Jesus' death. When the Holy Spirit swept across Jerusalem, He used these people to influence others for the kingdom, 3,000 in Acts 2:42-47. Next, Jesus had the expectation that his followers would continue the work. We see evidence of this in the five commission statements we have in the Gospels, Luke 24:44-49, John 20:21-23, Mark 16:15, Acts 1-8, and Matthew 28:19-20. Next week we will do the final part of outcome 3.3.